ghost net essentially is what we describe as a net that's been discarded or lost at sea from fishing operations. And essentially they continue to fish because there's no vessels tendering to the nets, and as such they fish, go on fishing indiscriminately. And they're called ghost nets because they're called the silent killers of the sea. And as such, it's important that where ghost nets are detected, that we retrieve them so that they don't have an ongoing impact with fish in the first place, but also other marine species.
And in this case, were there any species affected by the ghost net?
With this particular net, three live turtles were released from the net, which is a good thing. So they were alive and vigorous and were able to swim away. And there was about 50 to 100 dead fish in the net.
Just for our listeners to get an idea, how big are these ghost nets?
These nets can get up to several kilometres or tens of kilometres long. And that's the issue. If they are discarded or thrown or just thrown overboard, they do have an impact on the marine environment. And as they stay in the water for longer periods of time, they do tend to roll up and ball up. So their impact does decrease over time. However, the problem is the impact that they do have on the marine environment prior to rolling up and not having such an effect.
What can fishermen be doing to prevent this situation happening again?
Within Australian waters, we have fairly robust rules in place with regards to discarding of nets and other marine debris at sea. There's also industry codes of practice where industry participants are encouraged to retrieve nets and not discard nets. By and large, we believe that these particular nets, because of the nature of the nets, they're large, long gill nets, which aren't used in Australian waters, are being lost or discarded in foreign waters outside of Australian waters, and they drift into Australian waters where they do become a problem.
Is there any way of keeping track of fishing nets? Is there a possibility, you know, to track them with that kind of technology?
Fishing vessels which do deploy nets do have technology available to them to identify and track their own fishing equipment, but sometimes we're talking about illegal operators and unregulated operators as well, who don't have a high regard for the law. And these are specifically in waters outside of Australian jurisdiction, so that's where the problem lies. It's issues associated with nets being discarded elsewhere and then being drifting inside inside the Australian fishing zone.
And in this case, do you have any idea where the fishing net may have come from?
Very difficult to say, but based on previous experience, we've recovered about 16 nets since 2011, and most of those nets, or nearly all of those nets, are of a configuration which are not used in Australian waters. So it's quite clear to us that these are foreign nets being used by foreign fishing vessels, and they float into Australian waters. That's where the damage can be done, or in a lot of instances, the damage is done before they even float into Australian waters. But we have resources out there to identify illegal foreign fishing vessels, and we have processes in place to intercept and apprehend illegal foreign fishing vessels if they venture into Australian waters.
And what is the penalty should you find the offenders?
Well, the actual penalties that apply inside Australian waters is the illegal fishing activity itself. And operators caught illegally fishing in Australian waters face the prospect of criminal prosecution, fines in excess of $1 million for vessels that are greater than 20 metres in length, and also the confiscation and destruction of their vessels. So the fines and penalties applicable to illegal fishing activities in Australian waters are very, very severe.
They sound like they have real potential to make quite a lot of negative impact on our marine life here.
Well, we're fairly lucky in Australian waters because we have a robust surveillance and fisheries compliance program in place. We work very closely with the Australian Border Force and the Australian Navy. They've got patrol boats out there on the water to respond to illegal fishing activities, and aerial surveillance, which is vectored into the high-risk areas to identify where illegal fishing activities may occur. And as a result of those actions, illegal fishing by foreign vessels in Australian waters has plummeted over the last decade. For example, just over a decade ago, we apprehended 367 illegal foreign fishing vessels in Australian waters, and last financial year, that was down to 20. So it's quite a dramatic reduction, and that's as a result of the effort put in by Australian Border Force, the Navy, and the Australian Fisheries Management Authority.